जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी यशोदानन्दन जय ब्रजजनरञ्जन जय यशोदानन्दन जय ब्रज जनरञ्जन जय यमुना तीरवन चारि जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीरवन चारि जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Thank you. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada jaya Prabhupada jaya Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada jaya jaya Prabhupada 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 jaya jaya Prabhupada Yom Vishabhada Paramahamsa Pravrachakacharya Ashtratrashada Shri Srimad Hishdevan Grace Esi Bhaktivedanda Swami Maharashi La Prabhupada Ki Jai Yom Vishnupada Paramahamsa Pravrachakacharya Ashtratrashada Shri Srimad Bhaktivedanda Swami Maharashi La Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananda Kodi Vaishnavanda Ki Jai Namacharya Shri Lahardas Thakur Ki Jai Prem se kaho jai shri krishna jai danya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhar shri vasadi gora bhakta vrinda ki jai 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 shri shri radha krishna gopi gopinath shyam gopi radha gopi raj govardhan ki jai granthraj srimad bhagavatam ki jai jai nitai gaur premanande all glorious assembled devotees all guests assembled devotees all guests assembled devotees all glorious shri guru gauranga All glory to Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Hare Krishna We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 7 Chapter 15 entitled Instructions for Civilized Human Beings Verse number 26 Yasya sakshat bhagavati Jnana Deva Prade Guru Martya Saddhi Shrutam Tasya Sarvam Kunjara Chauchavat Yasya Sakshat Bhagavati Jnana Deva Prade Guru Martya Saddhi Shrutam Tasya Sarvam Kunjara Chauchavat Yasya Sakshat Bhagavati Jnana Deepa Prate Guru Martya Saddhi Shrutam Tasya Sarvam Kunjara Chauchavat Yasya Saksha Bhagavati Jnana Deepa Prade Guru भर्त्या सद्धि श्रुतं तस्य सर्वं कुञ्जरशौचवत् यस्य साक्षात् भगवति ज्ञानदीपावृते गुरौ भर्त्या सद्धि श्रुतं तस्य सर्वं कुञ्जरशौचवत् यस्य साक्षात् भगवति ज्ञानदीपप्रदे गुरौ मत्या सद्धि श्रुतं तस्य सर्वं कुञ्जरशौचवत् यस्य साक्षात् भगवति ज्ञानदीपप्रदे गुरौ मर्त्या सद्धि श्रुतं तस्य सर्वं कुञ्जरशौचवत् माताजी यस्य साक्षात् भगवति ज्ञानदीपप्रदे गुरौ मत्या सद्धि श्रुतं तस्य सर्वं कुञ्जरशौचवत् यस्य साक्षात् भगवति ज्ञानदीपप्रदे गुरौ श्रुतं तस्य सर्वं कुञ्जरशौचवत् Word to word translation responsibly, please. Yasya, one who, Sakshat, directly. Bhagavati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jnanadeepa Prade, who enlightens with the torch of knowledge. Gurau, unto the spiritual master. Martya Asat Dhihi considers the spiritual master to be like an ordinary human being and maintains such an unfavorable attitude. Shrutam Vedic knowledge. Tasya for him. Sarvam everything. Kunjara Shauchavat, like the bath of an elephant in a lake. Translation, the spiritual master should be considered to be directly the Supreme Lord because he gives transcendental knowledge for enlightenment. Consequently, for one who maintains the material conception that the spiritual master is an ordinary human being, everything is frustrated. His enlightenment and his Vedic studies and knowledge are like the bathing of an elephant. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. It is recommended that one honor the spiritual master as being on an equal status with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sakshat Dharitvena Samastha Shastraihi. This is enjoined in every scripture. Acharyam Mam Vijaniyat. One should consider the Acharya to be as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In spite of all these instructions, if one considers the spiritual master an ordinary human being, one is doomed. His study of the Vedas and his austerities and penances for enlightenment are all useless, like the bathing of an elephant. An elephant bathes in a lake quite thoroughly, but as soon as it comes on the shore, it takes some dust from the ground and strews it over its body. Thus, there is no meaning to the elephant's bath. One may argue by saying that since the spiritual master's relatives and the men of his neighborhood consider him as an ordinary human being, what is the fault on the part of the disciple who considers the spiritual master an ordinary human being? This
will be answered in the next verse. But the injunction is that the spiritual master should never be considered an ordinary man. One should strictly adhere to the instructions of the spiritual master. For if he is pleased, certainly the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya aprasadat nagati kutopi. Om jnanatimiranthasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamahyam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunathanyutam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita shri vishakhanitamscha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पदे गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांजन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछगल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधा श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे भूतैर्महद्भयैमा पुरो विभु निर्माय शेते यतमूष पुरुष भुङ्क्ते गुणान् षोडश षोडशात्मक सोऽलङ्कृशिष्ठ भगवान् वचांसि मे हरे कृष्ण हियर instructions for a civilized society, for the civilized human being is continuing, and here it is mentioned the position of the spiritual master and how we should treat the spiritual master and how we shouldn't treat the spiritual master. So in this verse we can learn that, and it's a very consistent instruction that is being imparted in the scriptures. The position of the spiritual master and how one should treat the spiritual master and how one shouldn't treat the spiritual master. And if one doesn't obey the spiritual master or sees the spiritual master as it is given here, martyasaddhi, by just the mentality of an ordinary materialistic human being, martyasaddhi, if one sees in that way, what are the consequences? So these things are described in different shastras at different times because it's a very, very important, very important. And we can take it very casually, a spiritual master. And there are a lot of chances for that. And that's why if you see the purport, the original teachings are coming from the Lord himself. How to respect a spiritual master, what is the position of a spiritual master? These points are given by the Lord himself in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, we know which verse speaks about the spiritual master. Very famous verse. Tat vidhi pranipatena pariprasrena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnanina tattvadarshinaha. So tattvadarshi, a spiritual master is considered as tattvadarshi, one who can see the truth, one who is acting upon the truth, one who can impart the truth. So very high position. And very interestingly, in the Uddhava Gita, in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna instructs Uddhava, and there the Lord specifically says, Acharyam mam
vijaniyant. So acharya mam vijaniyat. Vijaniyat means one must. Vijaniyat means one must consider the spiritual master to be my own self. Vijaniyat means it's an instruction, it's an order. You should, you must. That is the meaning of vijaniyat. Vijaniyat means one must consider the spiritual master, acharya, to be my own self. So this instruction is coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And so he says, na avamanyeta karhichit. Karhichit means at any point in time, na avamanyeta. We know avaman or apaman means disrespect. One should never do that. So this first point, the position of acharya, the position of the spiritual master, we can try to understand. So Krishna says, he is the self-same Supreme Lord. Of course, this takes some explanation, especially for non-devotees. Devotees, after hearing so much, will understand this. But otherwise, it's a very important point, the position of the spiritual master. So Srila Prabhupada explains this very vividly in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita purports. He beautifully explains this point, that the spiritual master is the manifestation of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord comes as the spiritual master. Again, it is difficult to understand. How can we understand? It's the manifested form of the Supreme Lord. The spiritual master is the manifested form of the Supreme Lord. If you want to practically understand, many of us have a bona fide spiritual master, or most of us here, we have spiritual master. Now, if we approach Krishna directly, okay, I am facing a problem in my spiritual life. Okay, here I have access to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So assume I can speak to Sri Sri Radha Vallabha, which I can't. I can speak, but I can't hear in return. Sometimes we hear, but not verbally, but we hear the message of the Lord. But assume we have direct access to Krishna, so we ask a question and Krishna is going to respond. That's what happened to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He's speaking to the Supreme Lord, getting the response. Even in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, Rupa and Sanatan, they are writing letters to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And indeed, they got a response from the Supreme Personality of Godhead letter. So it's very special. So assume the Lord is here and I am facing some problem, which is quite natural. Living in this world, we'll have problems. So we go and ask Krishna, what can I do now? So Krishna gives some answer, right? Of course, he knows everything, so he'll give some answer. So if you approach a spiritual master, we can get the same answer. Can you see? that is the position of the spiritual master. If Krishna was personally present, what answer we can get? That answer we can obtain from the spiritual master. In this way, we can say there is no difference between the spiritual master and Krishna. Functionally, effectively, right? So this is the position of the spiritual master. This is the manifested form of the spiritual master. And so he is known as Ashraya Vigraha. So Srila Prabhupada translates this Ashraya Vigraha as the Supreme Personality of Servitor God. Servitor Godhead. He's a servant Godhead. Can you see? The spiritual master is a servant Godhead. He's a servant of the Supreme Lord, but he's a Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead. Prabhupada writes. So see the position of the spiritual master. Because effectively, for our spiritual progress, the spiritual master is acting on the position of the Supreme Lord. So that's why it is mentioned here, the Yasya Saksha Bhagavati Jnana Pradeep Jnana Deepa Prade Guru. Jnana Deepa Prade. See? Jnana, you know, knowledge. Deepa, lamp. Prade, one who gives. So unto the spiritual master, Jnana Deepa Prade Guru. Guru means unto the spiritual master. If one keeps this Martyasadhi, or Martya Buddhi. Asaddhi means, you know, asat, nonsense. You know, asaddhi, materialistic. That is asat. Sat is eternal, asat is material. Asaddhi one keeps. Then it is like Kunjara Shavachavat. Okay, we'll get to the Kunjara Shavachavat later. But we'll try to understand more perspectives on the position of the spiritual master. So here is one point Srila Prabhupada mentions, because
Because of this, any connection, any activity unto the spiritual master are all on the spiritual level, are all transcendental, and we cannot see our connection to Ashraya Vigraha as material. So this is the point a disciple must understand, the Ashraya Vigraha. And that's why in the further verses we will read the two terms. We are very much familiar with Savior Bhagavan term, right? Because we have Savior Bhagavan Prabhu here, Savior Bhagavan Das. So Savior Bhagavan, Savior means worshipable. Savior means worshipable Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord. And there is Sevaka Bhagavan. Sevaka means servant Bhagavan. So that is the spiritual master. So he is Ashraya Vigraha. He is the same Lord. And so he is known as Sevaka Bhagavan. So if you consider the position of the spiritual master, it's very high. It's very high. And Srila Prabhupada emphasized this point repeatedly. And later, if you see, as the first verse quoted in this purport, Sakshat Dharitvena Samastra Shastrair. So if you see this verse, Sakshat Haritvena. So Sakshat Dharitvena is after the conjunction, after the combination of the two words. But what is the actual word? Sakshat Haritvena. Haritva. Sakshat means directly. Exactly the point mentioned in this verse. You know, Sakshat Bhagavati. Directly. Sakshat Haritvena. So this word has to be properly understood. What's the meaning of Haritva? Anyone knows the meaning of Haritva? Hari we know. Hari is the Supreme Lord, Hari. But what is Haritva? Yeah, it's actually, yeah, the state of being Hari. That is called Haritva. You know, just literally meaning Tva. When you add Tva, it becomes a state, being that person. However, it's not meaning that being Hari, but being Haritva. In other words, obtaining the quality of Hari. So the spiritual master, he is representing the qualities of Hari. That is Sakshat Haritvena. So all the Shastra, Samasta Shastra as well as Sadbhi, devotees, they proclaim the position of the spiritual master. He is having the quality, is equal to the Lord, having the qualities and Prabhoho Priyaha. And he is very dear to the Supreme Lord. So because of that confidential, intimate association with the Supreme Lord, we consider the spiritual master on the same level as Krishna. At the same time, it is not mentioned, it is mentioned Haritvena, not Harina or Hari. Meaning it's never mentioned he is Hari. If one explains in this way, that becomes Mayavad. It's an offensive statement, and that we can see in this world. There are statements like this, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma. There is a famous Mayavadi verse, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Very famous verse, many people know. You know, Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu. There are some elements of truth, but when it comes to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the spiritual master, then there is a serious problem. That is Mayavad. And that's why it is mentioned one shouldn't consider. And the same teaching we can see from even the previous acharyas, all consistently mentioned this point. Raghunath Das Goswami mentioned this point, because of the intimate association of the spiritual master with the Supreme Lord, he has to be respected as good as the Supreme Lord. Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sandarbha mentions that many times the spiritual master as well as Lord Shiva are equated to the Supreme Lord. And they are addressed even as Bhagavan. You can see Narada Muni is addressed as Bhagavan. Lord Shiva is addressed as Bhagavan in Srimad Bhagavatam. So one may wonder, why is it so? So it is mentioned because they are very dear to the Supreme Lord. Because of that. Very dear to the Supreme Lord. So because of that intimate connection, they are addressed as Bhagavan. It doesn't mean that they possess all the opulences of the Supreme Lord. It doesn't mean that. So one has to be very careful even while studying Shastra. And that's why we need knowledge from the Guru Parampara, from the disciplic succession. Otherwise one can be easily be deviated. So it's not difficult at all. And we can see so many examples. And further, acharyas like Narottama Das Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they explain further that the position of spiritual master can be understood in two ways. One, the spiritual master is a confidential associate of Srimati Radharani. That is one way of understanding the spiritual master. Confidential associate of Srimati Radharani. So it means whatever services we are offering, ultimately it is going through the disciplic succession. He is acting as a chain, and then ultimately the service is offered to Srimati Radharani, and Srimati Radharani is offering it to Krishna. So we can see in the Guru Ashtakam prayer also the same point, right? Nikunja yuno radhikeli siddhe yayali bhir yuktir apekshaniya. So we can see there the Madhuri Lila is mentioned, you know, how the spiritual master is assisting the Madhuri Lila of the Lord. So we don't know about the rasa, but this is the personal composition of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur about his spiritual master, so we can see such an intimate details. And that is one way of seeing the spiritual master, how, again, the high position of the spiritual master. And at the same time, we can also see as the manifested representation of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So these are the two ways we had to see the spiritual master, manifested representation of Lord Nityananda. Because Nityananda is manifesting, is Balaram himself, Guru Tattva. So there is no direct service even to Lord Chaitanya without Lord Nityananda. So, you know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the beginning itself, the pastime of Meena Ketana Ramdas, right, who respected, Meenakendra Ramdas was a devotee of Nityananda Prabhu, right? And the Brahmana who was worshipping the Lord, he had respect for Lord Chaitanya. He accepted Lord Chaitanya but didn't have faith in Lord Nityananda. So Meenakendra Ramdas, being a pure devotee and associate of Lord Nityananda, became so angry, right? And he broke his flute and went away. And then Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, he chastised heavily his brother, who disrespected Lord Nityananda and who only accepted Lord Chaitanya for disrespecting Lord Nityananda and his associate Meenakendra Ramdas. So we can see, because of that, it is mentioned, because Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami chastised his brother, the Lord became very pleased and gave all his blessings to Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami. And then we know the blessing of Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami. He left Bengal and he was instructed to go to Vrindavan. So this is amazing. You know, and then he wrote, and he was further instructed to compose Chaitanya Charitamrita. Can you see? So very high position. So we can see this is the position of Lord Nityananda. So the spiritual master is a manifested form of Lord Nityananda. So we see that such an external manifestation of the Lord. Even in this pastime, in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 46th chapter, Uddhava visits Vrindavan. It's a very, very special and a very unique pastime if you think about. Lord Krishna wanted Uddhava to go to Vrindavan and learn about love from the gopis. And Uddhava is not an ordinary person. As the first verse itself it says, Vrishninam Pravaro Mantri. The qualification of Uddhava is Vrishninam Pravaro Mantri. He is the mantri. Mantri means the minister. He is the chief minister. Or the meaning of mantra, mantri is one who gives advice, counselor. That is the purpose of actually minister, to give counsel. Vrishninam Pravaro Mantri means the chief minister of Vrishnis. The Yadus. He is the topmost person in the assembly of the Yadus. And everyone respects Uddhava. So Vrishninam Pravaro Mantri, next qualification that is even higher. Krishnasya Daita Sakha. Very intimate friend of Krishna. Can you imagine? The friendship of Uddhava to Krishna is so much so that he has sarupya. What is his complexion? What is the complexion of Uddhava? Bluish complexion. He looks almost like Krishna. That is the intimacy Uddhava had with Krishna. That is the Krishna said, Daita Sakha. Any confidential things Krishna can reveal to Uddhava. And interestingly enough, in the Dwaraka Leela, Krishna takes advices from Uddhava. Who is Krishna's counselor? Uddhava. So, this is the position of Uddhava. That is, Krishna said, Daita Sakha is the dearmost friend of Krishna in Dwaraka. Not in Vrindavan. But in Dwaraka. So, Krishna said, Daita Sakha. Then it is mentioned the qualification of Uddhava. Another qualification. That is, Shishyo Brihaspate Sakshat. Shishyo Brihaspate Sakshat. It is mentioned, he is the direct disciple of Brihaspati. Who is Brihaspati? Devaguru. He is the spiritual master of all the demigods. And Uddhava is the direct disciple of Brihaspati. Can you imagine the position of Uddhava? Because when Uddhava approached Brihaspati to learn Shastra, Brihaspati immediately understood Uddhava is highly intelligent. So, Brihaspati personally instructed Uddhava all the Shastras. Still, he hasn't learned one thing. What is that? The topmost bhakti. He could learn everything else from Brihaspati, but the topmost bhakti of the residents of Vrindavan, he couldn't learn. That's why it is specifically mentioned, Shishyo Brihaspate Sakshat. And Uddhavo Buddhi Sattama. Uddhava Buddhi Sattama. He is the topmost intelligent person. So Krishna chose Uddhava. Now you go to Praja. And he gave a message to his parents and to gopis. Two messages basically. Two separate messages. One for his parents and one message for the gopis. So then that's how Uddhava goes there. So we will not get into the details of the pastime. But the important point relevant here is, yes, indeed Krishna sent Uddhava to learn Vraja Bhakti from the gopis and to glorify gopis in Dwaraka. So that the standard of love has to be established by the most respected person in Dwaraka. So that is a recent event. However, when Uddhava went, okay, there is a detailed pastime. The interesting aspect is, when gopis saw Uddhava, they immediately thought, this is Krishna himself. They were completely bewildered. They were astonished. They were in complete love. But when they came near, they understood. He is a great associate of the Lord. They have never seen Uddhava, but just seeing Uddhava, they could understand who is he. Because Uddhava only wears clothes and jewelry and garlands once worn by Krishna. Krishna only wears everything one time. Okay, so there are plenty of clothes. Krishna wears one cloth one time and then Uddhava wears those clothes. So only Mahaprasadam. He himself mentions in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Whatever discarded by you, that is that prasadam, Mahaprasadam, I only wear that. Can you understand? This is the position of Uddhava. There was one Swami in ISKCON, Maharaj in ISKCON, direct disciple of Srila Prabhupada. He took a vow that he will wear only clothes worn by Srila Prabhupada. So after Prabhupada's departure, he was only wearing clothes used by Prabhupada. He did the rest of his life as a sannyasi. He did, forgot his name, from Bengal. Maharaj, he actually did that. So devotee says, you know, sometimes the kurta will be in one color, the uttariya will be in another color, dhoti will be in another color, because it's not fitting properly. Because it's only Mahaprasadam, but it's Mahaprasadam. May not be ideal for preaching, but it's very good for bhakti in that sense. So this was the position of Uddhava. And Uddhava started speaking to gopis about the pastimes of Krishna, it is mentioned that Uddhava stayed with the gopis for many months. And they had Krishna Katha going on all the time. So in seclusion, Uddhava started speaking about Krishna and he asked the gopis to close their eyes. Just listen the pastimes. So they were listening the pastimes. As they were listening the pastimes, internally they were experiencing all Krishna's pastimes. So much so that they were with Krishna as they were listening the pastimes of Krishna, and they felt no separation from Krishna. Can you imagine? So this is the potency of Krishna Katha from such an advanced devotee. So Uddhava spoke about Krishna and gopis lost all the viraha bhav, all the pain of separation, everything they lost. So Krishna manifested, in other words, in presence of Uddhava, in presence of gopis, Krishna manifested internally. Krishna was there and they could experience Krishna completely. And that's why there is the meaning of Uddhava, it's Utsava. Utsava, one of the meaning of Uddhava is actually in Sanskrit, one of the meaning of Uddhava is Utsava. Utsava means festival. In festival, everyone is jubilant, everyone is very happy. We had Gaur Purnima festival, everyone is so happy. Here, a lot of devotees we went to Vindam, you know, in the season 5, there was a beautiful celebration. Everyone happy. That is Utsava. So the meaning of Uddhava is Utsava. Why he is Utsava? Because he was able to give Utsava to the gopis. So he was able to give Krishna to the topmost devotee. So here, see, understand the position of Uddhava. Even though Uddhava went to learn, and indeed, he learned from the gopis, but at the same time, he gave Krishna to them. So Srila Prabhupada writes that Uddhava functionally acted as a spiritual master of gopis at that point in time. So even though in terms of rasa is inferior, still, of course, these are all speaking about pure devotees, still he acted as a spiritual master. So then Prabhupada writes that, yes, and it is accepted by great authorities that the spiritual master is the external manifestation of Krishna. So till Uddhava was there in Braja, they didn't feel any separation. So for many months, they were completely relieved from the pain. And that is true. Otherwise, why Krishna would send him? Krishna makes this point. There is a series of verses. Why Krishna is sending Uddhava to Braja in the beginning of 46th chapter. So this is the position of the spiritual master. Can you see? Bringing Krishna to the devotees. That is the spiritual master. In the pastime of Krishna's appearance, we can see who acted as a spiritual master. Before in the process of appearance of Krishna, Krishna still, you know, getting into the womb of Mother Devaki. Who acted as a spiritual master? No. Vasudev acted as spiritual master. So it is mentioned, Krishna appeared in the heart of Vasudev. And that is the meaning of Vasudev. Can you imagine? So now when you see the names, it has meaning to it. Vasudeva, it is mentioned, Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. We can hear in the fourth canto this verse. Sattvam Vishuddham, the Vishuddha Sattva, the Sattva, the transcendental consciousness, the Turiya, which is beyond the three modes, it is known as Vishuddha Sattva. And another synonym to Vishuddha Sattva is Vasudeva Sattva. Vasudeva. Vasudeva means the Vishuddha Sattva, the spiritual consciousness. And in that, the Krishna manifests. So it is mentioned Krishna appeared in the heart of Vasudeva because he had Vasudeva consciousness. Yes, Vasudeva Sattva. That was his consciousness. In that consciousness, Krishna manifests. And then he gave that consciousness to Mother Devaki. So it is said, this is the duty of the spiritual master to give Krishna. And on the topmost level, we can see he indeed gave Krishna to Mother Devaki. So that is the pregnancy of Mother Devaki. Gave Krishna. So this is the spiritual master, manifestation of the spiritual master. And so the spiritual master is the representative of Lord Nityananda, and also he is the representative of Lord Chaitanya. Important point. So this is the spiritual master. So these are what is the duty of a spiritual master is to give Krishna. He has to train the disciples. So Srila Prabhupada writes, a spiritual master is transcendental professor of spiritual science. Transcendental professor of spiritual science. I remember one time, His Holiness Devamrita Maharaj was doing an outreach program. We were in an outreach. So one person came to him and asked, I was there, what does this dress mean? You know, because, you know, it's pretty, you know, quite bright and, you know, standing out, you know. What does this dress mean? He said, it means I am a professor of bhakti yoga. So it's interesting. So you can see the spiritual master is a professor of transcendental science, of the bhakti science. This is the spiritual master. And the spiritual master trains, accepts the disciples and take charge of the disciples. This is the point. Take charge of the disciples. When a spiritual master accepts a disciple, he takes charge. This is even we can hear from Prahlad Maharaj in his prayers as well. He says, Narada Muni has accepted me. We use this term, you know, the spiritual accept. It's not like, you know, the spiritual master has to accept us. This is actually initiation. In shelter, we say that at the beginning. And at the time of initiation, the spiritual master accepts. It's a big point, actually. It's a very strong point. Accepting. Accepting means accepting the responsibility of the spiritual life. This is the position of the spiritual master. He accepts the responsibility of the spiritual life of a disciple. So this is what Prahlad Maharaj says. Narada Muni accepted me. Or accepted as his own self. That's what Prahlad says in his prayer. He accepted as his own self. That is the position of Narada Muni. This is the position of the spiritual master. And if one doesn't, then it is false spiritual master. Prabhupada specifically says, if a spiritual master claims to be Krishna or imitates pastimes of Krishna, certainly is a false spiritual master. And we can see so many so-called spiritual masters claim themselves to be the Supreme Lord, incarnation of the Lord, in a Mayavad sense. So we had to be very, very careful. And after explaining, understanding the position of the spiritual master, next point is here what is mentioned. Martyasaddhi considers the spiritual master to be like an ordinary human being and maintains such an unfavorable attitude. So to Uddhava, Krishna says, okay, one, he says that na avaminyeta karhiji na martya buddhya asuyeta. This is a very important point. Na martya buddhya. There also martya buddhi. Here also same point is mentioned. Materialistic conscious. What one should na asuyeta. Na asuyeta. What is asuya? You know what is asuya, right? What's the meaning of asuya? Envy. One shouldn't envy the spiritual master. Why this point is given by Krishna himself? Because there is all chance for the living entities and even disciples to envy the spiritual master. So Krishna himself is warning, and here we can see, here Narada Muni is warning. This verse is from Narada Muni, right? To Yudhishthira Maharaj, yeah? So it's warning, one shouldn't envy the spiritual master. Why? How that can happen? In that purport to this in Bhagavatam as well as in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada writes, one source of envy is because we see the facilities given to the spiritual master. Right? We'll see special prasadam served for the spiritual master, chauffeur driven car, nice accommodation, nice clothes, nice paraphernalia, everyone is giving respect. Then, naturally, one can become envious. Hey, why for him? Why you think he's so special? Why not me? Right? Isn't it? It's a very high chance. And especially even the neophyte devotees, they say, why that spiritual master is eating separately? Why not eating with us? Yeah, we know why not eating with us. Because if we give some special prasadam, you look at it, you eye on that. They'll have some stomach problem, you know. Drishti. So, very careful. One shouldn't see, because unfavorable consciousness shouldn't go into the food. It's very obvious. So, this kind of mentality can develop. Why? Because we don't understand the position and we don't see the responsibilities. The responsibility of the spiritual master. As I explained, the responsibility is very heavy. A spiritual master is responsible for even the misdeeds of his disciples. If we act improperly, if we don't follow regulatory principles, suffering goes to the spiritual master. Part of it. It goes to the spiritual master. It's a reality. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, before leaving, he told this point, I am suffering because I have initiated many disciples and some of them are not following properly. Disciples, maybe hundreds and thousands of disciples are hanging on his instructions, his words. See the heaviness of responsibility. And see, such spiritual masters, they are very advanced. They have dedicated their life in serving Krishna and they can march forward. They can go back home, back to Godhead without difficulty, without accepting disciples. It's easier to go back home, back to Godhead without the responsibility of disciples, isn't it? Because why do they have to suffer for us? There is no need for that. So now we have to understand this is only out of compassion an advanced devotee accepts the position of a spiritual master. It's out of compassion. It's not to just get a position. If one is doing that, that's a false guru. It's not the true guru. But the real spiritual master, they're doing out of compassion. And think about those disciples, they become so envious that they even reject their own spiritual master. Can you think about it? You know, they are taking responsibility, they are ready to suffer, and they are already doing it, and then telling, you know, bye-bye, you know, I can't follow. This is sad. And it is very heavy. I heard even one devotee, generally even Srila Prabhupada's disciples, many have left the movement, but generally devotees never rejected Prabhupada. They couldn't follow, but just still respected. But one Sanskrit scholar who was assisting Srila Prabhupada, he started to think that, oh, whatever Prabhupada knows and whatever I know are on the equal level. Because Prabhupada is asking me what's the meaning of this word. He's helping in translation, etc. So he started thinking that I am on the same level as the spiritual master. So he told Srila Prabhupada that I want to find an advanced spiritual master, so I am going to leave you. Can you imagine speaking this to Srila Prabhupada? And Prabhupada said, yeah, you can try. It may take millions of births. And he left. Can you imagine? So this is a sad. It is applicable to all the spiritual masters within ISKCON. The reason is they are all representing Srila Prabhupada. So how Srila Prabhupada's mercy can flow? Through his representatives. So if we reject our spiritual master, then we are rejecting Prabhupada, actually speaking. Prabhupada's instruction. So it's a very serious thing. And what is the qualification of a spiritual master? We all know. Prabhupada has given all this knowledge. Vajo vegam manasa krodha vegam. Right? Is it easy? Vajo vegam. Control the speech. Is it easy? No. Manasa krodha vegam. Controlling the mind, anger, tongue, genitals, belly. Is it easy? No. So, to be a spiritual master, that's what is mentioned. Pradhvim sashishyat. He can accept disciples. If one can control the six urges, then yes, one is qualified to accept disciples. So, it's not so easy. And it is a very heavy responsibility. I'll give you another point. Assume, if we are paying obeisances to our spiritual master, we do. And many devotees pay obeisances to any senior Vaishnava, to spiritual master. None of those obeisances they can keep. They have to offer this to their spiritual master. Whatever glorification we offer to our spiritual master, they don't keep even one of those glorification for themselves. That rather they pass it on to their spiritual master consciously. Is that, you know, think about the internal austerity one has to go through. Cannot get affected by glorification. Is it easy? No. You know, we like glorification, right? To some degree. Yeah, not bad, you know. Somebody is glorifying me, finally. Somebody is recognizing me, finally. It's nice. If you do that, one is already a fallen guru. So please try to understand the position of the spiritual mind. It's an austerity, not just externally, but internally as well. So yeah, one is getting all the glorification, but one cannot even think once that these are my glories. How good is that? But that's the reality. So they're acting according to the reality. We get puffed up because we are in Maya, or element of Maya is there. So we feel good. So this is the position of the spiritual master. And that's why one shouldn't be envious. And if they are given separate facility, it is only for their service to Krishna. It is only facilitating their service to Krishna. That is the only reason such facilities are given. It's not for sense gratification. So that's why the disciple has to be very, very careful. And as we can see from here, one shouldn't, as an ordinary human being, there is another issue also, because there can be problems with the spiritual master physically. There can be so many problems, because in one sense they have material body. The material body is functioning as material, because that is the nature. But see, at the same time we see their body as spiritual body. You know, these two aspects are there. Now, in Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami again instructs. What he says? For such an advanced devotee, any issues, if you own the body or any kind of births or any other aspects, one shouldn't take it seriously. One shouldn't discriminate based on those qualities. And it gives an example of the water, Ganges water, right? Ganges water, it can have mud, it can have bubbles. Still, one has to see its transcendental nature, Brahmatvam. So one has to see the transcendental nature. In the same way, one should see everything about one spiritual master as transcendental. One should never attribute anything material to spiritual master. So when we understand this, it's a challenge even for us, seeing our spiritual master. Especially if you intimately deal with spiritual master, one has to be very careful. It's not so easy to be with the spiritual master, even on a physical level, because all these thoughts can come to the mind. One has to be very careful. We may think, you know, oh, only if I had close proximity to my spiritual master, everything will be all right. That is not the case. Yes, get the instruction from the spiritual master, but physical personal service, it may come sometime, that is fine. One shouldn't think, you know, that is the aim. No. As one devotee was mentioning, those who were even very close physically to the Srila Prabhupada, they left the movement. But those who stuck to the instructions, they stayed in the movement. So ultimately it is the warning. Of course, Vapuseva is important, but one has to be careful. So there is a warning is given. And ultimately Prabhupada says, we had to see the qualification of Guru is, he is canvassing on behalf of Krishna all the time. So that is the qualification of the spiritual master. So we can see spiritual masters in ISKCON. People say, you know, are they qualified? See their life. They are canvassing whole life on behalf of Krishna. Isn't it true? Many of the spiritual masters, they are in 60s and 70s. See their life. Just see their life. What were they doing? This is the qualification. Then Krishna says, yes, such spiritual masters are representing me. Acharya mam avajaniyat. So then we should see them as spiritual master, as the proper. Otherwise, what happens? Here it is mentioned, Kunjara Shauchavat. It's a very, very famous analogy that is given in Bhagavatam. Have you heard it before? Elephant bath. Kunjara Shauchavat. What is the other occasion it's given? Which canto? Kunjara Shauchavat. Elephant bath. Exactly, sixth canto, beginning of sixth canto, right? Because regarding what this Kunjara Shauchavat? What is Kunjara Shauchavat? No? Okay, which process? Yes, there are different processes. Which process is given as Kunjara Shauchavat? Not Jnana. Atonement. Pretty much on the Karmakanda line. Prayashchitta. Prayashchitta means Kunjara Shavachavat. That's what Prayashchitta, atonement. It's not going to help. Because there are always parihara is there. Go to astrologer, they'll say, okay, this problem is there, do this. Do this problem, do that. You do that, try to get rid of that, but the mentality is not changed. Externally things are solved, mentality is not changed, then one will do the same activity. That is, it is mentioned here. The beautiful Srila Prabhupada had already explained this Kunjara Shavachavat, elephant bath. So it is mentioned, if one receives transcendental knowledge from the spiritual master and one sees spiritual master with the material vision, then what's the use of the transcendental knowledge? It's useless. That is Kunjara Shauchavat. So Bhagavatam is interesting, gives very powerful analogies and which we can remember. We see, oh yeah, this is very powerful, and when we present it, it makes sense. You might have seen elephant. Have you seen elephants? I have seen elephant from my childhood. That's why, you know, always go see elephant taking bath, right? Big elephants all the time come, take bath, come, throw the mud here, there, roam. This is the problem. And further, this is at least, further it is explained, it gets even more heavier. It gets more heavier. What are the consequences if one sees spiritual master in this material vision? In fact, this verse is from Padma Purana. It's mentioned, you know, the famous one. But Gurushu Naramatir, same point. Gurushu Naramatir, materialistic vision unto Guru. Gurushu Naramatir. The end of the verse is Yasya va Naraki Saha. Yasya, who has this materialistic vision about Guru, he will go to hell. this is the point. There are serious consequences. If one sees one's own spiritual master in a materialistic fashion, it's very heavy offensive. So from this we can understand what is given in this verse. And now I'll briefly speak about today, because today is Srivas Pandit's, Srivas Thakur's appearance day. So I'll briefly speak about one of the members of Panchatattva, Srivas Thakur. Very special personality. He is none other than Narada Muni. So he is none other than Narada Muni. So he is representing the Tatastha Shakti, the marginal potency of the Lord. So in Panchatattva, the supreme, the Shakti Tattva is there, Vishnu Tattva is there, in one sense Shiva Tattva is there, and here Srivas Thakur is representing the Jiva Tattva, the pure soul, that is Narada Muni. He appeared as Srivas Thakur. So in the past times, he was with his brothers, Sri Ram, Sri Niti, Sri Pati. So he along with his wife, always used to engage in devotion service, Malati Devi. Srivas Thakur's wife is Malati Devi. So they used to engage always in, sorry, Malini Devi, always engage in devotion service. They never used to do anything but hearing and chanting, practically speaking. And they used to take bath in Ganges thrice a day. See the lifestyle that time, you know, thrice taking bath in Ganges and hearing and chanting and doing devotion service. That was the lifestyle. And he was quite elderly, similar to the age of Sachimata and Jagannath Mishra. So they were all the similar age. So Sachimata was very close to Malini Devi. So they were sharing all what's happening, what's going on. And when Nimai was about to take birth, they were together. And when Nimai took birth, that is Lord Chaitanya, as Nimai took birth, Malini Devi was there. And then Srivas Thakur also came. It's such an intimate connection between Sachimata, Jagannath Mishra and this family of Srivas Thakur and Malini Devi. But as we know, when Lord Chaitanya was growing up, he showed the pastime of being an arrogant scholar, Nimai Pandit. He became an arrogant scholar. He used to challenge everyone and he used to go against the devotional principle. He used to challenge devotional principles. He will ask, why are you worshipping the Lord? You're wasting your time. Whatever arguments anyone could put forward, he was able to defeat. It is mentioned, if someone poses one argument, Nimai Pandit would defeat that argument. After that, Nimai Pandit would defeat the same argument he put forward. Then he will establish the same argument. Then he will defeat the same argument. Can you imagine? And people used to go crazy, you know. Don't want to speak to you. People used to run away seeing Nimai Pandit, and especially all the devotees. This Nimai Pandit is so learned. He knows whole Shastra. He even wrote a book on Vyakarana, on grammar, Sanskrit grammar. Those who can write a complete book on, those who can explain the complete Sanskrit grammar is considered topmost Pandit. It's too complicated, first of all. And he wrote an entire book on Sanskrit grammar and Nyaya and this and that. Finally, we know what happened. So he had his big Gurukul and he's a big scholar. And one day, Srivas Thakur, he had this Vatsalya Bhav towards Nimai Pandit in a fatherly affection. Malini Devi had also motherly affection. One day, Srivas Thakur became so annoyed, so disappointed, so frustrated with Nimai Pandit, asked him, "What is the use of all your learning? If your learning cannot give Krishna Bhakti, that learning is useless." In fact, he chastised. And what did Nimai Pandit do? He smiled. In a frivolous way, he just smiled and told, "Oh, one day that can happen, by your mercy, one day that can happen," and he just went away. So, then, and all the devotees in Navadvip were praying, one day this Nimai should become a devotee of Krishna. They were all praying for that. And we know what happened. He went to Gaya Shraddha, because after the departure of Nimai's father, went to Gaya. There was a Gaya Shraddha, considered very famous. And when he saw the lotus feet imprint on the stone in Gaya, a very beautiful, right, Padapadma. If you go there, you can see the lotus printing of Lord Vishnu himself. He became mad seeing that, in ecstasy. And in that trip, he got the association of his eternal spiritual master, Ishwarapuri. And Ishwarapuri is none other than Sandipani Muni, right, in the previous life. And he got that association and he got initiated, and then he returned and he was only looking for one thing: where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? All the residents of Navadvip were shocked, this transformation of Mahaprabhu, of Nimai Pandit. He is just crying, "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" Can you, such a transformation? And so then Srivas Thakur, they became so jubilant, they became so happy. And later, the Lord started nocturnal kirtan in the house of Srivas Thakur, along with Lord Nityananda, along with Advaita Acharya, along with Srivas Thakur, all the intimate associates, whole night kirtan in the house of Srivas Thakur. So this is Srivas Thakur. And we know this pastime. What happened? This Gaura Leela is going on. This the kirtan, intimate kirtans are going on. The chanting and dancing, and Lord Chaitanya would dance. And sometimes he would collapse on the ground like a dead body, just collapse. And sometimes he can stand, he can be in the air for some time. Can you imagine? This is all different kinds of Leela. This is going on, and the Lord himself is singing and dancing. He himself in his Madhuraswara, in his beautiful voice, is singing. And then one day, Srivas Thakur, he went to the interior of his house and he saw his wife and his relatives are crying. He asked, "Why are you crying? Here the whole chanting and dancing is going on. The Supreme Lord himself is chanting and dancing, and why are you crying?" He said, "Our son passed away. He is died. He is dead now. He had a fever and he left the body." Srivas Thakur, he didn't even think twice. He said, "This is the great fortune for our family, because it is mentioned, Antakale Chamameva Smaran Muktua Kalevaram Ante Narayana Smriti. The perfection of life is thinking about Krishna at the time of death." Now, who is singing? The Supreme Personality of Godhead is in our house and he is doing kirtan, and my son has heard the kirtan of the Supreme Lord and he has left this world. What more good fortune can happen to us? So this was the consciousness she was talking. He was completely detached. And he said, his wife, it's so painful. If you want to cry, you cry internally. Please don't disturb the pastime of the Lord. And he came, and it is mentioned, Srivas Thakur, he started chanting and dancing with Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu all night. And in the morning only, they came to know. Mahaprabhu, of course, he knows everything. He asked, okay, what happened? Why there is moroseness? He said, this is the situation. The wife, everyone told. Then we know the pastime. He was able to bring the son alive. Of course, then send him back home, back to Godhead. So we can see, this is the person. This, all this pastimes took place in the house of Srivas Thakur. And then, I'll tell one more nice pastime. One day, Lord Chaitanya, he already had inaugurated Sankirtan pastime. The chanting and dancing was going on in Navadvip very profusely. And one day, Mahaprabhu asked Srivas Thakur, you are a Brahmana, but how are you maintaining yourself? I don't see you are managing wealth. I don't see you working. I don't see you teaching. I don't see you doing anything. You are simply chanting all the time. You are only doing devotion service. How are you maintaining yourself? You and Advaita Acharya, you are the head of Brahmanas in Navadvip. Navadvip is known for its Brahmin community, and heads are Advaita Acharya and Srivas Thakur. So how are you maintaining yourself? Srivas Thakur said, three times he clapped his hand, nothing else. What are you saying? I am asking you, how are you maintaining? So you are clapping your hand thrice. He said, Srivas Thakur said, I will only perform devotion service. I will not go here and there. I will simply do hearing and chanting. And by the time I clap three times, if my necessities are not fulfilled, I will go to Ganges. I will tie my neck with a water pot and fill that water and jump, and I'll drown myself. I'll kill myself if I am not being maintained. In the time, three times the claps. How is that? So Mahaprabhu, even Mahaprabhu was bewildered. Mahaprabhu said, even if Lakshmi Devi becomes poor, still your household will never be stuck with poverty. So this was the blessing given by Lord Chaitanya. So these are such great personalities, the appearance. So we can pray to Panchatattva, we can pray to Srivas Thakur for his blessings, so that we can actually do our devotion service. We can chant properly, we can hear properly, we can study properly, we can do service properly, we can preach properly, we can deal with the devotees properly, we can serve the instructions of the spiritual master properly, because that is the verse all about. How to respect the spiritual master? By following the instructions of the spiritual master. So, with that meditation, I stop here and see if there are any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, yeah.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the class. You mentioned about how one of the responsibilities of the spiritual master is that every time he receives any obeisances, he has to offer it to his spiritual master. And it's the same for us, is that when we receive any glorification or any good that we might have, we understand that that's a representation or that's coming from the spiritual master.
Yes.
So how do we understand this, that all the different qualities that we may have or anything good that may come out of us is actually this? The mercy of spiritual master. Is that in the sense
very,
that...
Very simple. The answer is very simple. So, you may be a good singer. You may be a good singer, for example. Now, without devotion, is there any value in it? There's no value. So, where is it coming from? The spiritual master. Because spiritual master is giving us life. Whatever we have, it has value. Even karmically, we can have some qualities. We don't deny that. We are not blind to it. Somebody has a skill in one level. Yes, it's true. But what is the value without the mercy of the spiritual master? That's the point. Make sense? That's all. So when we see in that light, it's very easy. And who were we a few years back? Nothing. In devotional, there is no hope. So we can see the mercy of the spiritual master.
So is that to be seen as the mercy of Guru Tattva, or is it the mercy of the Guru, the spiritual master, the initiating spiritual master that we have?
We understand Guru Tattva, of course, but the spiritual master is representing Guru Tattva. So we can see it's the mercy of the spiritual master. In simple, if I expand further what I told, without initiation, without accepting a spiritual master, in Kali Yuga, we cannot even follow four regulatory principles and chant 16 rounds. As simple as that. Even with that, it is difficult. There are challenges. What to speak about without? Okay, so if we consider, okay, I have some good qualities. Yeah, it's good. But without the mercy of the spiritual master, what's the use? Means without getting initiated, means no mercy, means no initiation. Then where will it be? Where we will be, you know, what's our future, basically speaking? So one can see from the past, and we can see the future, and we can see the present as well. Make sense? Or?
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, Abhay has a question. Okay. Anyway.
Hi, Krishna Babaji.
Hi, Baba.
Thank you for the nice class. I've got a question. Like before you said the always a spiritual master should take charge of the disciples.
Yeah.
So Lord Krishna, he sent Uddhava to learn from the gopis.
Yes.
But like when Uddhava reached there, he was telling the gopis about the Lord's pastimes, and yes, he was like not learning from the gopis. So isn't that the gopis were not taking charge?
Ooh, okay. Very good question. Uddhava was narrating the pastimes of the Lord. The question is the role of a spiritual master is to teach, to take responsibility. So here, I don't know what exactly your question is. In case of Uddhava, indeed, he gave Krishna by discussing the pastime. But you also mentioned that we had this discussion that Uddhava went to learn, but apparently he's teaching. So in the process of teaching, he's learning. In the process of teaching, he's learning. So there are many instances in Shastra where Guru is learning from the disciple, because the disciple is even more advanced than the guru. Rare, not. I'm not talking about our ISKCON circumstances. Don't think locally. Don't think locally. This is in a very special circumstances. This is one of the circumstances. Here we can see Uddhava apparently narrating pastime, teaching gopis, but he is learning because he has never seen such kind of exhibition of love. Such kind of ecstasy, he has never seen the separation like that of the gopis. So Uddhava was able to witness. So in that he learned. So in that association he learned. So both happens. Another example is Maitreya. It is mentioned Maitreya acted as a spiritual master of Vidura, but Maitreya was getting realization as he was speaking, because there were two personalities along with Krishna just before his departure. Of course, his chariot Dharuka was there, but apart from that, Krishna gave this Uddhava Gita to two people. There were one is Uddhava, and side by side Maitreya was also there. But he didn't give that to Maitreya. Maitreya couldn't understand everything. So the plan was, when Maitreya instructs Vidura, then he will learn everything. And if you think about Vidura had such an intimate association with Krishna. He was a pure devotee already. Can you see that difference? So there are special instances where even the disciple is more advanced than the guru. And while guru is instructing, the guru is actually learning. And in case of Maharaj Parikshit and Sukadeva Goswami, who is more advanced? Sukadeva Goswami. It is mentioned both are on equal platform. Both are on equal platform. So Prabhupada explains that even Parikshit could have been the spiritual master and Sukadeva could have been the spiritual in terms of status, but at this particular Leela, Sukadeva is the spiritual master. So this is on the pure devotional platform. So how to understand? Not in our level. We know where we are. We don't know much, though. Go to the guru and learn. Go to the devotees and learn. Yeah.
So like in Krishna and Sandipani Muni.
Yeah, Krishna and Sandipani Muni, for example. Lord Chaitanya and Ishwarapuri. Right? So many examples we can see. And Lord Chaitanya and Keshav Bharati Maharaj. Right? Yeah. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thanks for a nice class. You mentioned all these great personalities like Mother Devaki, Uddhava, even the gopis that had a spiritual master. Even Krishna had a spiritual master, Sandipani Muni. What is the special relationship that Arjuna has with Krishna? Because Arjuna, at the start of Bhagavad Gita, he accepts Krishna as a spiritual master. He says, now I'm your disciple, I soul surrender, please instruct me. Does Arjuna have a spiritual master, or was he directly associated with the Lord?
As a spiritual master, we can say that Krishna is a spiritual master of Arjuna. Yeah.
But what is the special qualification that Arjuna has that all these other great personalities...
Because Arjuna is a pure devotee. And among the Pandavas, I am Arjuna. Who says? Krishna in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, right? Isn't it? Among the Pandavas, I am Arjuna. So Arjuna has the most intimate relationship among the Pandavas to Krishna. They are actually on the equal level. So... Yudhishthir higher, Bhima higher, right? Or Arjuna on the equal level, and Nakula and Sahadev on a lower level. Yeah, so intimate. So Sakya is there. Sakhedi matva prasabham yagduttam. You know, I consider you as my Sakha. So that's the close relation. Hmm. And we can understand why Arjuna was chosen, because of the obvious reason. Because this knowledge has to be imparted on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Mm. So there is no role for a sadhu coming and sitting there on the battlefield. And he didn't want to instruct on the bank of Ganges or in Himalayas, because that's not the purpose. It's the most pragmatic knowledge applicable even at the time of a war. That is Bhagavad Gita. That's why he wanted the right person. So Prabhupada explains in the fourth chapter, but he says, even Krishna imparted this knowledge to sun god, Arjuna was also there, but not the same role. Mm. So these things changes. So in this pastime, it is like this. Mm. Yeah.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the nice class. You mentioned that the spiritual master is the direct representative of Lord Krishna.
Hmm.
So I like to ask, we see Narad Muni who is in a spiritual body, and Brahma who has a material body, and Brahma who is, Narad Muni is much more advanced than Lord Brahma. So how come we see Lord Brahma as the spiritual master?
I told you, these are in this case, our Brahma is a pure devotee. But Narada Muni is a very special personality. Because Narada Muni is an eternal personality. Shakti Aveshavatar. A jiva empowered by the Lord eternally. Narada Muni is Narada Muni all the time. So then to enact a pastime, you know, he needed a spiritual master. So our Brahmaji is a pure devotee. He had direct association of Krishna. You can read in third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And also in connection to this in Brahma Samhita, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, as past time I told you, different devotees take different roles. Yeah.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you so much. Really beautiful class.
Hare Krishna.
Dvija Prabhu asked the question, so if someone has different roles, even if they don't come to Krishna consciousness, in mundane world they can be best salespeople. So they can be best salespeople, but if there is no devotion or bhakti, next life they can degraded. So when they are using the sales skills in the Krishna consciousness, so that is what we say the devotion coming from the spiritual master. They had the skills in the mundane world, but it has no value. Now it has so much value because they are using for the Krishna or singing or sales or anything.
That's right.
Okay.
So from the spiritual master again. Here we had to understand it's not just one guru, not only the initiating spiritual master, but there are shiksha gurus also. They are on the equal status as the initiating spiritual master. So We had to respect all gurus, basically.
Yeah, some people can be best musician outside the world, but next life they can be a dog or anything. So, but when they are here, it has so much value. And
so we know we are getting mercy from spiritual masters. Vandeshi Gurun. So that's why the spiritual masters. It's not just we learn from all spiritual masters.
And my question is, like we say that we have to have spiritual master and we have to treat the spiritual master just like respect, just like God.
Mm.
But when some people, when they get initiated, they say, I'm not ready. They are delaying. They don't want to get initiation because they think they have lots of anarthas. Sometimes we tell them, anarthas wouldn't go on our own. If you are chanting 16 rounds and following the regulative principles, you have to get shelter and initiated by the mercy of spiritual master, anarthas can be eradicated.
Right. That's right.
But sometimes they get initiated, but they may doubt spiritual master as a human. What to do?
One needs knowledge. That's why we have this kind of verses in Bhagavatam, and then so we have classes like this.
So they have to keep coming,
Exactly, educate. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Grantharashi Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Jamuna Kira.